Well, today is Promotion Sunday. Looks a little bit different for high school than it does for middle school because our ninth graders, all right, class of 2030, you're used to a lot of what we do and how we do. But I want to talk about our high school group and how some things are a little bit different and how some of those things are the same. Use this as a little bit of a business meeting to kind of orient ourselves from here moving forward, all right? When it comes to our church is what we would call a training church. There's one time many moons ago that I broke my foot and someone said, go to this doctor, and I went to that doctor and they weren't very good. And so I re-broke my foot because he said, you're good to go. I'm like, it hurts. He goes, it's okay. And then I broke it again and I'm like, ugh. And so I talked to the Roybals and I said, Roybals, give me a real doctor. And they gave me a real doctor. And he had like six other doctors following him around. Now, he was incredibly not punctual and I had to wait, but I'm like, this is the guy I want because all these other doctors are learning from him. Well, our church is a training church. And so we have the master's seminary and we have the Excel internship and we kind of marry those two together. And so some of the things that we do, I'll be leading, I'll be running, but some of the other things our interns will be. You ninth graders greatly benefited from Max and everything he did with the middle school group. You know, Max actually works here full time as an intern and as a middle school pastoral assistant, all right? And so he's going to continue in that role. You'll see him some, but not quite as much as you were, and I know that makes you sad. Josiah is beginning his internship again. So he has now graduated from the master's seminary that is behind him, and now from June through the end of December, he is going to finish up his internship. And he texted me yesterday and said Emily was having contractions. I'm assuming the baby came. Yeah, baby's here. Did not name it after me, which is a mark against him in his internship, but Malachi is pretty cool, all right? Malachi is pretty cool. So Josiah is going to be running some things. He already ran his high school camp. He did that last year. He did a great job. But there are aspects of the youth ministry. He's teaching a lot this summer on Sunday morning when we do the life of Joseph. But there are things that Josiah will be specifically responsible for. And then we have Jackson Allen, who's been with us for the past several months. And Jackson, you made it through a year of seminary? Excellent. Well done. All right. He has been really helpful over in the college group. And so we said, you've done a good job. So we need you over here in the high school group. And he begins on June 1st. So we are excited about that and Jackson doing all of those things. All right. When it comes to our high school group, we are called Cross Culture. We don't use that name. We don't throw that name around. I just like to say high school because if I say, are you going to Cross Culture? People are like, what are you talking about? But if I say, are you going to high school? Or are you going to youth group? Then they kind of get it a little bit more. Middle school is cross training, and you get the idea. They're training in the cross of Jesus Christ, okay? For high school, it's a little bit more abstract, you know? When I was teaching school, we had to come up with a theme for our kingdom. So three classes combined was a kingdom, and they're like, what do we call our fifth grade kingdom? And I was like, it's an Olympic theme. And I'm like, pure gold. And they were like, a fifth grader won't understand that. And I'm like, well, they need to. We're teachers, right? We're here to teach them that. And they're like, what about champs? I'm like, sounds lame. And you know what we were? We were the champs. All right. When it comes to cross culture, we chose this name to fit in with the cross training. But considering that we want to be a community, we want to be a fellowship. We want to be a team, you can say. And this team has a certain way of doing things because a culture is a group, a community, but it's also a way you do certain things. And with that, we want to be a community. We want to be a group that is centered and focused on the cross. The cross means salvation. We are all sinners separated from a holy and righteous God. We deserved his wrath. We deserved his punishment. But he punished his son Jesus on the cross in our place. The substitutionary death of Jesus Christ on the cross leads to our salvation. So what we're saying is, and I know not everybody would profess Christ, and obviously not everyone here is a Christian, but our high school group, we want to be a community, a team representing the cross and living out what it means to be saved in the Lord Jesus Christ. Old things passed away, new things have come. The sanctification that we now all enjoy because we are in Christ is because of the cross. Galatians 2:20 is our theme. I have been crucified with Christ. Do you get that idea? Do you get that concept? All right, all who desire to follow Jesus must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him daily. When I believe in Jesus, myself, my old self, is nailed to the cross with him, and just as he died, I die. And then I am raised anew in the Lord Jesus Christ. So who I was and what I wanted and what I said and what I thought, that self is dead. Now I have been raised anew in Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. So if you are a Christian, you have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. You have been made a new creation. The Holy Spirit indwells you. You live for Christ and you represent Christ. So how should you deal with people? I mean, everybody in here is one of two things. If you're a Christian and they're a Christian, they are now your family. They are in the kingdom of God. They are a fellow soldier with you. So you act like Jesus and you treat them like Jesus would. You love them. You care for them. You enjoy them. You build them up. You use your spiritual gifts to grow them. You challenge them. You pray for them. And man, if everybody, you ever done the whole tug of war thing? If everybody's pulling the same way, imagine what we can accomplish. Imagine what we can accomplish. The other option, all right, you're a Christian and others around you are Christians and you have this community, this network. Or it could be that you're a Christian and there are people that are not Christians. Oh, maybe they think they are because they went to Awana and got that Benji Award or Timothy Award or whatever it is. Or maybe it's because they go to church or because their parents are, they think they're Christians, but they're watching you and you represent Jesus. And I know we have bad days. And I know that there's times we say things that we know we should not do, but you represent Jesus. So when that music starts playing, if you love Jesus, what do you think your attitude towards it is? Man, I'm going to lock in. I'm going to sing this. I'm going to praise Jesus because I love him and because I'm worshiping him. But also there's other people that are like, oh, he says he's a Christian. He didn't even sing. He's not even paying attention in this lesson. He's not focused at all. He doesn't care about this stuff. You represent Jesus poorly. And you're like, well, that's not fair. That's life. You are to be a light shining so that others can see the light and love of Jesus and they say, I want that too. Your small group has a decision to make. Something as small as what is our small group theme night? And they don't pick what you want and you pout like a little baby. And you throw a hissy fit. Okay, we've all been there, right? That's happened. As a Christian, sometimes we sin. Okay, but what's that unbeliever thinking? Oh, look, they're serving in Awana. They're at VBS and they're acting like this. They're like a two-year-old. So we love as Jesus does so that we can build up one another, so that we can worship God, but so that we can bring others to Christ. We want to win people to Jesus. And as we live like that, if you're an unbeliever, we hope that you see the preaching of the word and you see the other youth that are really living for Jesus and you say, wow, I don't have that. I want that. I want Jesus. We are all in this for the cause of Christ. And some of you are like, no, I'm here because my parents went to adult Sunday school and there was nowhere else for me to go. That could be a reality. I'm glad you're here. I want you to come to know the Lord. But that's what we're doing. It's more than fun and games and hanging out, which we love that stuff. But that's what we are about, cross culture. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. All of you Christians, picking up that cross, all of you following Jesus daily. But there's a second meaning to the idea of cross culture. All right, we have this community, a fellowship, a group, a way of life, but we are also going to be cross-bearing Christians that are devoted to the Lord Jesus and to each other. But the other idea behind it is that this culture that we live in is a dark and dying world. And we do not love the world nor the things in the world, because if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we want to go across that grain of the dying dark world that we live in. We are counter cross against the culture that the world throws at us. And how hard is it really to be different than everybody else? It's not hard. You just simply love people. You show your love for God, your love for the Word, and you will stand out and you can lead others to Jesus. You can represent Jesus well. When we get to some of the details of what we're going to be doing this year, all right, we have our Bible quiz memorization plan. And the way that it's designed is you start doing stuff in sixth grade, and then it builds. So by the time that you've been in sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, you've had the beauty and the benefit of sword drills on Sunday night and Bible quizzing so that you have a good foundation. Because when you get to high school, you know what you don't have anymore? You don't have sword drills on Sunday nights, all right? Some of it is you need to be responsible and do those things on your own, but the foundation has already been built in middle school, and then you continue on with that. This summer, we are going to actually be studying the gospel. We're going to be memorizing the gospel, and I need to grab one of these reading plans anyways to walk you through it and just a moment. But we are actually going to do the thing where we have different verses. So like Friday, June 5th, it says Genesis 1:1. And you're like, I love this. Thank you. I got that one. That's great. I love it that you have it. But take some time to quote it. And then you're going to go Matthew 5:48 and on and on and on. And the idea is that the reading plan is structuring you to make sure that you have those verses in that content. So if someone walked up to you and said, hey, I heard you're a Christian. I think I'm a good person. Why do I need Jesus? What are you going to say? Hey, are we really accountable to God? Isn't God just a God of love that's going to let everybody in? What are you going to say? You're a Christian. How did you become one? What are you going to say? Well, let me go find my youth leader real quick. No, you need these categories and you need these verses in your mind, right? So in the summer, we're going to work on the gospel. When we get to the fall, we'll transition and we'll do the Christian living, right? It's one of the categories we haven't done in a while. And so with that, we also know that we're doing the book themes, and this will make up our quiz material, all right? The quizzes are fun. They're great. They're kind of the cherry on top, if you like cherries. Maybe the icing, you could say, on your cake or something like that. That's what the quiz itself is. But the idea is that you're doing the memorization on your own. When it comes to, I didn't show you, maybe it's on here later, in the spring of 2027, does anyone want to guess what we're going to do for our Bible memorization? James 4, yes, because you did James 3 last year, and it kind of builds on that, okay? So for the summer, on Sundays, we are going to do the life of Joseph. So we're going to start where Genesis starts with Joseph. Eric is going to kick us off. He's going to do a little recap of Genesis, how we got to that point, and then Josiah is going to teach a good portion of those as part of his internship on Sunday mornings. And you're like, life of Joseph. And I know you remember sold into slavery, you know, Potiphar's wife, you know, the dream with the corn and the cows and stuff like that. But I want us to really consider, if we were in his shoes, if we had been wronged like that, how would you respond? What do you need to learn? When you talk about temptation, how do you run and flee from temptation? So we're really looking forward to Joseph's life so that we can emulate Joseph, all right? On Wednesdays, we are going to do How to Study the Bible by John MacArthur. And so that is a little booklet. There's nothing you need to do ahead of time. You just show up on that Wednesday, all right? And let me show you a little bit. I'm going to go back and forth between my PowerPoint and some of the things that are online. All right, so this is our order of service, the blue. High school's blue, by the way, if you didn't know. Middle school's green, except for the reading plan. We spice that up. You are going to come, and then you're going to go to your group. So for you late people, you know who you are. Okay, pretend that we start at 6:55. All right, some of you pretend that we start at 7 so you don't get here infinitely earlier, but we'll cover that later. As soon as you get here, you're going to go to your group. And the way that we've arranged things is you're in the same room for the whole summer. All right? So for the guys in the South Building is over there. It's not the southmost building. It'll confuse you. It's the one that has the slab attached to it with the basketball hoops. South Building. Eric's group. Joe and Nathan's group. John and Jackson's group. You're always going on one side of that. Creighton and Hudson. Vadim and Harrison. All right? So we are going to actually keep half of the books over in the South Building. So you'll go there, you'll come here, we'll dismiss. If you're running late, you just go straight to your group, okay? In the Fellowship Hall is the one with the kitchen, right? Right next to the South Building. That is Alex and Landon, Andrew, JT, Edwin, Hunter, Michael, and Danham. So basically, ladies, we kicked out all the boys. Sorry about that. None of the guys are having their small groups here so that the ladies get all of the upstairs room. They get all of the upstairs rooms, okay? Now, here's the trick. Middle school is also doing this. So at 7:40, the ladies are going to, your group time isn't done just yet, but you're done with the book. You're going to put your books outside your room. And someone, Josiah, is going to pick up those books, or Jackson, and take them over to the middle school. The South Building Fellowship Hall people, you just leave your book, because when you're done, the middle school boys are invading that territory. So you have to finish, you leave your book, you come down. All right, so no one be surprised. Oh, I didn't know what we're doing. Where do we go? I'm so lost. When it comes to your small groups, let me do this real quick. Here. We have already put together your summer small groups, all right? We left your group the same, unless you had a lot of people graduate, and we had to move some people around. So you can already see where your group is meeting. This is online. Your leaders have access to this. So a couple of our groups, we had to combine. So I think all of these guys are in the same side of the South Building. So Creighton, Hudson, Vadim, and Harrison might need to mix you up based off of whoever comes and is a part of things, all right? For the ladies, your rooms are also listed. And I've been told that VBS will not steal these rooms, all right? So they are the ones with the bigger chairs and the tables and stuff like that. What I would encourage you to do, ladies, when you arrive, because you arrive before 7 o'clock, go ahead and check your room out. The AC's not on. The wall isn't set up, all right? The room's locked. Okay, that's on you. So go check that, and then we'll all start blowing up the custodial's phone. But some of you are like, don't do that. I'm the custodian on Wednesday night. And they would be happy to meet your every need. If you want it perfectly at 68 degrees, let them know. They'll be able to fulfill all of those wonderful things, all right? So room 201 and beyond is basically what we are doing, okay? If you bring a friend, that friend's able to go with you. Obviously, if they are a girl and you're a boy, then we need to work through and find them a group ahead of time, okay? So that's what we're doing for our curriculum on Wednesday night. Oh, I'll also show you this. When you come, you're all going to, you already have the book. Don't take it home with you, all right? You're going to get a printout of a big piece of paper that's front and back. You can take your own notes if you want to, or you can write your answers down on this, but it lists out the instructions. So the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to read the back page of the book, because I want you to understand what this book is about and who wrote it, all right? Then you're going to read pages 7 through 18. For some of you, your leaders might say, hey, everyone read silently. Others might do the pop method, where you start reading and you say, pop, Macy, and they go, pop, Tyler, whatever it is, all right? Some might divvy it up some other way. If you're very nervous about reading in front of other people, you can talk to your leader and see if they are sympathetic to your plight or if they say, ha ha, buck up, buckaroo, all right? Then you are going to answer the following questions from the book study. The chapters, we're not just doing chapter one, we're doing a part of chapter one. And so the questions in the back of the chapter, we're not covering all of them, so I have typed them in here. Leaders, you're welcome to add other questions and whatever it is that you want to do in that end, okay? So that's what that will look like. When your group time is over, then you have a 10-minute window to get back here and be ready for music. For music, leaders, we're gonna use this order of service. This is where you're gonna input the songs and all of those things, all right? Is that how you spell merit? We're getting close. There we go. I'm going to have a lesson, and the lesson will do one of three things. It will either recap what you talked about in your group, it will preview what's going to happen the next week, or there's part of chapter one that you're not going to do in your group. So I'm going to cover that part, and so that's how it will work. We'll have our closing songs and then our announcements, okay? So that's just about every Wednesday in the summer. So when you come, don't be surprised. You understand the drill, you know what it is. Sunday, completely normal. Wednesday, really weird and wacky, but I think you guys can handle it. I think you guys can figure it out. The other thing, I've mentioned this a couple of times. If you have your reading plan, you can check it out with us, okay? Jeremy Jessup did an awesome job making a really cool redesign for our reading plan. Our reading plan previously, we would kind of look at what book do we want to cover for a particular month, and we would cover that book. And we kept a list of ones we've done before, ones we haven't. Well, this one, what we're doing is starting June 1, we want to do a chronological reading of the entire Bible. But it's going to take 2 years, all right? We're not going to perfectly go chronological because you're going to go start in Genesis and then you're going to jump into Job for a little bit, you know, that type of thing. But eventually, we're going to take a break from the Old Testament. And then we're going to go to the New Testament and we're going to do some of the New Testament and then we're going to pause and we're going to jump back in. Now, I hope, I don't know what you're reading, okay? I hope that you're reading, I hope that you're growing, I hope that you're learning. My suspicion is some of you have kind of got into these like daily devotional things where you read like a verse and then it has some comments on it. That's not reading, okay? You can do that, that's fine, but that's not your time with the Lord. For some of you, you might read as a family. That's great, but what are you doing on your own in the quietness of your heart before the Lord? I would love for you to do what we're doing. You don't have to, but that would be a great theme. And what we're hoping to do is tie in some of this new reading plan to some of the discussion questions that are happening on Wednesday. But in the reading plan, it has an introduction to the book of Genesis so that you can see the structure, the outline, the theme, all of that important stuff. It also has an introduction to the book of Psalms because you're actually doing both in one day. All right. Now, the challenge with that, when I read, personally, I rather read 4 chapters in Genesis. One book, one mindset, one focus. I don't know how well some of you would do with that. So you are assigned 2 chapters in Genesis and then 2 chapters in the book of Psalms. Okay. For you, if you're like, man, 4 chapters, you trying to kill me, bro? Just read Genesis, okay? Make a note, and one day you can come back to the book of Psalms. So the kind of poetry books, Psalms, and Proverbs, Those are going to be the kind of the secondary one on the bottom. And we are going to keep tabs on what we have read and what we have not read, so that if you stick with this in 2 years, Lord willing, you can say, wow, I did it. I read through the whole book of the Bible. And now some of you are like, well, we're going to have to read Song of Solomon. Yeah. You're going to have to read Isaiah. Yeah. You're going to have to read Ezekiel. Yes. God gave us those books for a reason. There is rich beauty in those books. And if when you just kind of pick and choose whatever you want, I'm going to read me a proverb for the day. Well, that's okay. Read your proverb for the day. But you're not getting the full exposure to God's word. As always, we have the next month's schedule listed. So let's say you get a reading plan and you go out of town and you don't have it anymore. You can go ahead and see what it is that you're supposed to be reading for the next month. We tweaked some of the prayer categories on the bottom, just to kind of update those and refresh those a little bit, but a lot of them are pretty similar. If you ever are out of town and you miss it, remember the reading plans are going to be uploaded right there. So this one's still May, all right? But the reading plans are going to be uploaded there so that you have those digitally and you can use them that way, okay? So, fun times. I know you love business meetings and all of that good stuff. So, curriculum, reading plan. As I mentioned, in the reading plan, there is our new kind of memorization strategy where there's a verse of the week that we want you to listen to and we want you to focus on, all right? Now, a few other odds and ends. When it comes for the code of conduct for 2026, we started doing this a couple of years ago. If you're part of a school, if you're part of a team, you have to sign a code of conduct to make sure we're on the same page with things. It's the same thing with our youth group. Do not do the one that's online right now because that's the old one. You see how it says 25-26. So when we do our small group requests, you all want to do a small group request, right? When you do that, you have to do the code of conduct. Those two are tied in. And I know that means that your parents are probably filling out the code of conduct, but you are on the hook and you are responsible. Because there are certain things and expectations that I feel that it's not fair to demand them of you without communicating them to you. And so what we are doing, we are digitally communicating those expectations for you, all right? So number one, when you fill this out, please use your name. It's your name. I don't care about your mom's name in this, all right? Put your name, email, fun stuff. This is already tied into me. Age, numbers only. Hopefully we can handle all of that. Your parents' first names. You're like, well, why? Well, I export this data and I share some of it with leaders, and it's really helpful to know what group people are in, all right? When you fill this out, for some of you, you might be saying, okay, I am going to not be a 10th grader. You expect me to be a 10th grader, but I'm going to be an 11th grader. This is the time. This is the time to tell me, all right? And then I'm probably going to say it wrong, and everyone's not here to correct me. No vuelta atrás, okay? No turning back, baby. No turning back, all right? That's one of the songs we used to sing at the Mexico VBSs. There's no turning back. So if you're going to tell me right now that you're jumping into 9th grade, well, you're graduating in 4 years. You are getting the boot. I don't need a fifth-year high school guy, okay? If you are going into your senior year and you're like, you know what, I really feel like reclassing, all right? You can graduate and you can reclass whatever you want after we boot you out this coming year, all right? So there, you have a time frame. You have a window in the youth group. We love you. But it is very cyclical, and we have a billion kids. So you have a small window, and then you get the boot. This is your time to tell us, graciously get the boot, all right? Also, we like to collect this data. We use it for studies and we do it for analysis. And so when you register, you're going to tell us what your schooling option is, what you do, all right? So there's private school like Faith, Liberty, Covenant, all right? There are those that are, those are your more 5-day private schools. There's those that are public school. And it's really helpful for us to know which district you're in. Because sometimes there's a new visitor and they say, hey, we go to Keller. Do you know anybody that goes to Keller? Because when they visit, we want them to be in the same small group. Oh, yeah, that's great. We can do those types of things. You could be a combo of private and homeschool, which you're really private school, okay? You're really private school, but you like to call yourself homeschool, so I'm giving you a little out there, okay? That's your Trinity Preps. That's your Coram Deos. You are private school people that claim homeschool, all right? So the difference is, I know that you're only at that school for 2 days a week, okay? If you're at a certain school for 5 days a week, and I know what that school teaches, and I know the things that you're going to have to battle there, pros and cons and stuff like that, that's helpful for me knowing how to shepherd you, all right? You have the combo of home and outside classes. That would be our CBC home educators. Those would be our classical conversationists, all right? There's some that I can't remember. I can't remember where Arrow falls in all of this and stuff like that. You got Dominion preppers, Dominion equippers. There's another one out there, that type of thing. But then there's also homeschool with no very outside classes. And so that's another designation, all right? That's just something that we would like to know for our data. And then I really want you to own it, okay? Some of you haven't done anything in high school for like 2 years now. You are technically college students that are still in the high school group, and we love you. That's okay. I don't want you to go to college group sooner than what you're ready for in that regard, okay? But it helps me to know if you're going to TCC to take classes. It's a rough world over there. I would love to know if you're going to TCC and taking in-person classes. If you're doing some sort of a curriculum from home that you're mostly doing college stuff, those are things that we just want to be aware of, and we know how to shepherd you, okay? We want to emphasize, you do school the way you do school. The way your family chooses to do school, that's great. There is not one that is wrong. There is not one that is right. There is not one that is more biblical than the others. You're doing school, all right? Your parents' responsibility is to bring you up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. In that, some of your parents have chosen public school. Some have chosen private. Some have chosen private, but to call it homeschool, all right? Some have chosen homeschool, all right? That's great. One of the things that is going to be added to our code of conduct, the elders have asked Pastor Tom to craft a statement that states the elders' belief and stance is there is not one schooling preference more biblical than the other schooling preferences. And so if we're going to think that we're a better Christian because we do one or the other, it goes both ways. The public school is like, well, we're being a light to the world. Well, yeah, the homeschool people can too. And the homeschool people are like, well, you're just throwing yourselves to the pagans, all right? And most of the time, you know who doesn't really care? It's you. You don't care, right? But it's the parents that end up caring for some of that. And so we just want to make sure that we're on the same page. We're about Christ. We're about the Bible. We're about unity. There are many choices, and all of them are acceptable for the Lord, okay? Other things, you're going to have your release form that we don't have that quite yet, but we'll get that to you. Code of conduct, the youth understands there are certain behavioral expectations when attending Sunday and Wednesdays. Youth agrees to follow the directions and guidelines given to them by youth leaders. Overall, you guys are a huge blessing. You do a great job. You are wonderful to work with. And we just want to say thank you, all right? That is not the case dealing with all high schoolers. But many of you love the Lord. You just want to be here with your friends. You just want to worship Jesus. And man, that is awesome, okay? On Wednesday nights, the youth, that's you. I understand that youth group meetings go until, well, let me back up. That you do not arrive before 6:15 p.m. And you're like, well, who would do that? Look, some of you would be here at 5:30. All right, I'm not here. We're not here, okay? I get here about 6, 6:10-ish, around in there. I'm ready to interact with you. I'm ready to oversee you, ready to love on you, high five, whatever it is, okay? If you're on a ministry team that's scheduled before that, like the A team, then we understand you get here whenever they want you here. Other than that, do not show up on campus. Do not come into the gym until that point, all right? When you do come here as high schoolers, what's different than middle school? When you're here, you're here. This is your place. You're not hanging outside. You're not playing on the slab before you come over here, All right? You are here. We got you. On Wednesday nights, the youth understands that the youth group's meeting go until 8:30. That's when we end. Do you get it? We end at 8:30. You are welcome to leave. If you want to stay, though, we'd like to hang out with you. You are welcome to stay for snacks and fun until 9 p.m. 9 p.m. 9 p.m. Nice round number. 9 p.m. And then at 9 p.m., you need to leave. That doesn't mean go talk with your girlfriend by your car. That doesn't mean you go all start and, you know, are you going to Whataburger? Are you going to Panda Express? You should go to Panda Express. You're going to the Taco Bell. All right. Great options. Figure that out from 8:30 to 9. Okay. Stand by your girlfriend in here from 8:30 to 9. But then when you leave the doors, we love you. High five. Great thing. Get in your car and leave. All right. That is the expectation. All right. My youth leaders would like to go home. I would like to go home. That's what we're working towards. That is the plan. All right. For those of you that don't drive, please let your parents know this is not a pickup and drop off spot. Okay. You're going to plan. It's going to be awkward. Mommy's going to be coming to pick up her new ninth grader and she's going to park right there. And every other person seeking to pick up their child is going, what is it? Oh, we got the new freshman group here. And then you're going to have people that are going to try to pull around them while others are backing up. There's teenagers in this parking lot, people. You want to be as safe as possible. Teenagers are driving. It's you. You're driving. That scares me. So this is not a pickup spot. I'll walk out there and I'll be like, move along. And they're like, oh, hey. I'm like, I'm not waving. I'm not waving. All right? Just move along. Please talk to them about that part of things. All right? On Wednesday nights, the youth are dismissed at 9 p.m. They need to leave the campus or be under the supervision of their parents. Any youth that has not been picked up will be asked to stay just outside the gym with the leaders until their ride comes. And hey, look, we understand you're not the one driving, a lot of you, okay? So you don't have to apologize that your parents are coming late. They can apologize when they pick you up. No, I'm just kidding, sort of. We know. You're like worried and Justin's going to get mad at me and yell at me. Now, if you told them to pick them up at 9:15, yeah, that's on you. But it's not a surprise. It's always 9, okay? On Wednesday night, if there are any youth that have siblings in 128 or in the college group that are giving them a ride home, they need to be under the direct supervision of those siblings until they leave the campus. This is a battleground or something that we work through every single summer, okay? We end at 9. You go hang out over there. I go kick you out. And you're like, oh, my siblings are in the college group. I'm like, we're in the parking lot right now. You go to them, right? Inside the building. You check in with them. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. All right? And some of that, all right, if you do not have a sibling that is giving you a ride home, you don't go to the college group. I'm gonna let you in on something. If you've never been in there, it's fun. And often they have bagel bites and delicious things, okay? And there's really cool people over there, all right? But you know what they're not hoping for? You're not hoping that a bunch of middle schoolers come into the gym and hang out with you from 8:30 to 9, are you? Yeah. They are not hoping that a bunch of high schoolers show up and hang out with them, okay? Now, if they're your ride, it is what it is, okay? So you go over there, you don't hang out outside. They are the ones. I have washed my hands of thee. They are responsible for you to get you home and to be safe and all of that stuff. All right? Dress code. It's always helpful to do this on a Sunday morning rather than a Wednesday night. The shorts need to at least have 5-inch inseams. Really easy. Google 5-inch inseams. You can find a billion different shorts. Oh, it'll make them. Liar. All right, we're not going around measuring them. Now, I know on camp some of your room leaders will. So, and we do have shorts of shame that we like to pass along. All right, they will. I'm just serious. You think you're going to slide by? And some of the leaders, they're going to, oh, nope, you ain't going out. I only got one pair of shorts. You're wearing them for 5 straight days. But Sundays and Wednesdays, there's a little grace with that, that type of thing. And on, this goes for the guys and the girls too. All right? You wonder why the men in the basketball league now have shorts that they have to wear for the games? Oh my. All right? Shorts need to at least have 5-inch inseams. That doesn't mean that you roll them or you hike them. When it comes to pants, yoga pants cannot be worn at youth, on campus, or during youth events unless shorts are worn over them. If shorts are not worn, then a t-shirt can be worn over them as long as they provide adequate coverage. Remember, yoga pants are no pants at all. So if that shirt doesn't cover them, or you don't have shorts over them, that you're not working out here, people. You're not going to the gym, all right? Yoga pants or no pants at all. And now, for the most part, we want to be gracious and we want to be kind about that. But if there are issues we need to address, we will. Dresses that are low cut should not be worn. Dresses need to be at least fingertip length when you put your arms down to your sides. Dresses that must have straps that are 2 fingertips in width. Right? I know you got tiny fingers, but they ain't that tiny. Where you wear in your own time and your modesty levels and things like that, here, please, please obey those rules that you have agreed to. Now, could you wear a cover all over it or something along those lines? Sure, there's ways to cover up and do that stuff, all right? No spaghetti straps. All undergarments worn should be covered by the t-shirt. Swimsuits. So the youth event involves water games or swimming. Ladies are asked to wear a modest one-piece bathing suit or a tankini as long as their midriff is not exposed when lifting their hands over their heads. All right. The basic idea is we have said, look, these are pretty standard things. It's not really oppressive or any crazy. For the most part, you do a wonderful job. This is us just saying we want to make sure we're on the same page with all this stuff. When it comes to electronics, youth understands that cell phone and tablet activity will be limited. Youth are expected not to use their electronic devices as their Bible or take notes with it. This also goes for leaders, by the way. Youth are expected not to play on their phone or share videos during youth group. Now, I get it, okay? We don't want to be, if it's 8:30 to 9 and you're like, hey, look at, we kind of get it, right? We don't want you sitting here playing games. You can do the Wordle at home, all right? And then you can text me what you got it in, okay? Because anything 3 or under is amazing, right? But if you actually get the Wordle, then woo, I just found out about the Wordle like 2 weeks ago. My family, for whatever reason, was all playing the Wordle game, and no one wanted to tell me about it. Read into that what you want, all right? We don't want you playing on your phones, but we understand that there's a, hey, look at this picture or something. I mean, we get that, right? But we don't want you to be locked in on those things. Sickness policy, we're done with COVID, so we don't need to talk about that anymore. We made it through the COVID world. If you're sick, don't come. We love you. Don't come. Don't spread it. A few odds and ends for you to consider, all right? We have snacks. On a Sunday morning, you walk in. I don't know how they get there. They just magically appear. Now, Carolyn and the snack people on Sunday morning have snacks for us. And then we transition to sing. And what do we not do when we go to sing time? It's not snack time anymore, or else it would be called sning time, which is a combination of snack and sing. But it's singing time. We're doing music, all right? So you come in, there's wonderful snacks, you eat it up, you enjoy all of those things, stuff like that. Woohoo, yes. Oh, it's time to sing. We're all going to go sit down, and we're going to then stand up, and we're going to sing. All right. Inevitably, when you knock your drink over, which you will, don't put it on the floor, don't go get a bunch of paper towels. There are rags in there, but the kitchen is not for you. All right. You don't need to go in there. I see youth going in there to get first aid kits and stuff like that. Don't worry about that. You ask a leader, we'll go get you a towel or something, and you can go sop it up, and we'll try to do that as quietly as possible. When the lesson is over, all right, when we have small groups, I love you. Stop going to get snacks on the way to your small group. You're like, man, this is going to be a beating. I got 15 minutes with this guy. I need some stuff to load it up. All right, they'll be there when you're done. All right, we have a very limited, you know, the music people go long sometimes on Sunday morning, and it's the teacher goes long sometimes on Sunday morning, and it steals some of the small group time. We want you to go ahead and get to your small group as quickly as you can. All right. If you need to use the potty, that's okay. That's a perfectly normal thing. All right. But we ask that you don't do that during the lesson time. Go before, go after, or if it's an emergency, we get it. But we don't need you up and about, that type of thing. Now, I will say this. If you're a little droggy and you're going to go to sleep, all right, it's okay to get up and go get a drink. If you need to, go get a cup of water, come sit back down, that type of thing. Some of you are like, man, I'm pretty content just to power through and get me a little nap, all right? We don't like that. We don't want that. It doesn't breed good things. So there's sometimes I might have to tap you during a lesson or delicately mention something. We have some leaders that love it. It's their third purpose in life to find you out and to hand you a cup of water. That means that you're asleep, and we know that you're asleep, and it's pretty obvious because you're most likely snoring. And, you know, we want to help you. Sometimes we have late nights. Sometimes the teacher goes on a little long or whatever it is, but we want to focus. This is the word of God, all right? If anyone's asleep right now, make sure you pick their nose and wake them up, all right? Yeah, it gets that gross. That's how we do things in here. But that would be super helpful, all right? From our perspective, leaders, this is a good reminder too, that if there's something you need to talk or discuss about during the music time as leaders, go on the other side of the wall, okay? So we got the AV people, we got the welcome center people, we got the security people, all right? The rest of y'all, we should be locked in and having a seat. If there's something you need to talk about or discuss, you can go in the kitchen, you can go to the other side, you can go over there. And that way, it just kind of preserves the atmosphere of we're focused, we're locked in, we're singing to the Lord. Going back to the bathroom thing, you know, there's a middle school camp that I talked to the youth about. Look, when you go to bed, it's lights out. And you don't get up until we tell you you can get up. Right? And if you wake up early, what do? You pray. Or you go back to bed. And we, 1, 2, 3, ready, break. We all went to run. This one youth came up to me. He was like, Justin, normally in the middle of the night, at least one time I need to go use the bathroom. Is that okay, or do I got to stay in bed? And I go, nah, Davis, it's okay, man. You can go to the bathroom, okay? Go to the bathroom and come back in, and you know, they grow up. It's fun to see. The welcome center back there, we would like that for as much as we can to be the welcome center area. So don't party back there, don't hang out there, all right? That's like the smallest, most congested spot. Some people are claustrophobic, and they walk in, and then they go, whoa, they wanna walk right back out. All right, you can go hang out anywhere in this gym. Just spread out, but leave that for the ushers, so that they can check people in, so that they can walk through all of that fun stuff, all right? I don't have a whole lot of time for this, but I just want to walk through part of the calendar. And then I'm going to actually close this. We're going to have a closing song coming up in a little bit, all right? Obviously, we have the camp. With the camp, you have this Sunday, this Wednesday, and the next Sunday to get ready. So if you're in my room and you have questions for me, then I would ask you to talk to me today, Wednesday, or on Sunday. If you're thinking that you're going to wait to solve the world's problems on Monday, all right, some of the leaders aren't going to be here when we drop off. They're actually going to be picking up the vans. So make sure you work stuff out, okay? You keep in mind that your luggage, all of it's going into the back of the van that you're in. So you can't bring your normal, you know, set of stuff when you go on vacation. You got to make sure you pack, but you pack appropriately. Do I need to bring a towel? Yeah, for the water park, you can, but you don't have to. The hotel has towels to dry off. When it comes to bedding, do you need to bring bedding? No, except not everybody's sleeping in the beds together, so someone's going to draw the short end of the stick. Maybe you want an air mattress or something like that. But those are things that you need to. We emailed you and your parents the contact information for your room leader, all right? And so it would be good. Some of you are like, well, if I just ignore this, I'll get in a different room. It doesn't work that way. That's the let's engage and let's sort through some of that stuff and things along those lines. So we're really looking forward to that, making sure you have the correct stuff that you need on camp. Next Sunday, we have one more kind of in between Sunday where I'm going to teach something from the book of Luke. I'm going to teach about prayer. We have our This Wednesday is our new Bible study. Then we have birthday Sundays where we're going to get started. It says Justin, but just pretend that says Eric, right? But you can see what we're studying, how we're studying, all that stuff. If you're looking at this and you're like, oh, my name's not on here for the birthday. We're still updating some of this, but you can email us. You can talk to your small group leader. There are so many people moving around that will get you on there eventually. It's not that we don't love you, okay? Keep in mind, this is Father's Week. Prepare your gifts. Father's Week is coming up. We'll be here before you know it. This is when the small group requests open. You don't have to fill it out immediately, but you can go ahead. We keep you in the same group through like the last week of July, but then we reboot in that first Wednesday in August is when you have your new group. Okay? July, this is different. We are meeting July 1st. Normally, we don't meet the first Wednesday of July because it's really close to the 4th of July. Well, this time it's not. So I'd rather meet than not meet. So hopefully you come and you hang out with me and you have a good time. Your small group requests are going to be due on July 8th. I will take all of those requests and I will try my best to put you in groups that are a great fit. I don't do the leader request thing if you're requesting leaders, all right? So make sure you request youth, request real people, all right? You can use the small group thing that's online to help you fill all of that out, all right? Oh, the other thing I'm going to mention, if you have any intention of serving in VBS, you either need to already be ministry approved or you need to have that application in by June 15th. There are some of our eighth graders or our new ninth graders that we've removed from the ministry approval process. We contacted your parents because you need to fill out the high school one, all right? So the 15th is your deadline for all of that stuff. VBS, y'all do a wonderful job. We couldn't do it without you. If you want to serve at the kids' basketball camp, let me go back real quick. Oh, no. There we go. If you want to serve at the kids' basketball camp, here are the details on that. I have sent out the registration link to last year's leaders, and we still have a few spots left. You are either serving at the boys' camp or the girls' camp. Just want to make sure you're on the same page. There may be some of you that I asked to do both, all right? But most you're doing one. But that doesn't mean that you sign up for the girls' camp and then you hang out through the boys' camp. No, you go home, you leave, all right? That's how we work those things. But that's a great outreach. We would love to have you be a part of it. You can also see that there is a VBS craft youth party. I don't know how much of a party it is, but they call it that to get you to sign up. I think, did they give you pizza? Do we have any Hayhurst? Any Hayhurst in here? Huh? Oh, yeah. So you can ask Abby. She'll tell you all about it, all right? Because Joe Hayhurst is putting that together. Is it a party? Is it fun? It is. It's fun. It's really fun. Abby's going to be there? Yeah, let's go, all right? And there might be some pizza and stuff like that, too. But those are different things that you can sign up for. And then, obviously, when we have August, first night of our small groups, you guys, it's like Christmas. You know how you have the little calendars and you count down towards Christmas? I know you're already counting down to when you go back to school, all right? Maybe we need to put that up there because you're so excited. You're sad that you had to end school. But around in here is when school starts again, so we get life going back and all that good stuff, okay? So I've talked enough. I'm going to close in prayer. We're going to have a closing song. After that, if you would, gentlemen, stack the chairs for me, that would be great. If you have questions, come ask me. If your room leader on campus here and you have questions, go ask them, all right? But please don't leave until 10:45 to be dismissed to big church, all right? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything going on with our youth group. We are so excited for the faithful men and women we have serving as leaders. Pray you give us wisdom and that you would give us a love for you and a love for these youth. We're so thankful for this new group, these 9th through 12th graders, and pray that they would love you, that they would serve you. We benefit so much from their service in VBS and Awana and on our ministry teams. And I pray that this would be a special year of growth and development in Christ's likeness. We love you, Lord. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.